would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay my respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded. Hello, I'm your host Annie. This is Mojo Radio, bringing you the most important news of the week. In politics, Victorian Treasurer Tim Parless handed down his ninth budget yesterday. Premier Daniel Andrews said growing the economy in the post-COVID era remains the central goal for this budget. The Victorian government has agreed to lift the tax-free threshold for payroll tax from $700,000 to $900,000 for small businesses. About 110 top elite private schools will no longer be exempted from the payroll tax. Private schools whose annual fees are over $7,500 will pay millions in payroll tax. And $618 million will be spent to build 9 new schools in Melbourne. Another 43 schools will be upgraded and the free kindergarten scheme will continue. In international politics, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was welcomed by 20,000 people in Sydney after landing in Australia yesterday, May 24th. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese welcomed Modi on the stage at the Sydney Olympic Park to address the crowd where most of the people present were of Indian heritage. Mr. Modi said that the force of strong relationship between the two nations is the people who migrated to Australia from India. Mr. Albanese said millions of Indian Australians have contributed to and strengthened Australian democracy. Both leaders have agreed to work to increase the number of top graduates and young professionals living and studying in each other's country. In social news, the first woman in Australia who received a uterus transplant has successfully become pregnant. The 30-year-old woman, who is now 7 weeks pregnant, has undergone a 16-hour-long surgery to receive a uterus donated by her 54-year-old mother. According to a leading gynecologist in the Royal Hospital for Women, the uterus will last about 5 years, which means it is a temporary measure that gives women who don't have a uterus the chance and the hope to have children. There have been 80 uterus transplants around the world. In arts and culture, Tina Turner, American-born singer known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, has died at the age of 83. She died peacefully after a long illness in her home near Zurich, Switzerland. In technology, lawmakers in the state of Montana in the United States have banned social media app TikTok. The law makes it unlawful for TikTok to operate in the state and for the app stores such as Google and Apple to offer TikTok within Montana. Montana Governor Greg Janfort signed the legislation of this law that will take effect on January 1, 2024. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has filed a lawsuit saying that this law violates the First Amendment rights of the company and its users. And lastly, in sports, Richmond senior coach Damien Hardwick announced his immediate resignation. According to the Richmond official media release, Hardwick said that he doesn't have the energy required to continue as a senior coach anymore. Under Hardwick's coaching since 2010, Tiger has won 3 premierships. And that is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, log on to our website mojonews.com.au.